If you hear some far-off cheers that seem to come from a cornfield, there's good reason for it. With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Take notice the next time you put gasoline in your car or truck. How much ethanol does your fuel contain? Well, recently, the EPA approved year-round sales of higher blends of ethanol. That's great news for corn farmers whose product goes to make ethanol. Mick Henderson is with the Renewable Fuels Association and says the announcement is significant for farmers.
15% ethanol has been around for about 9 years. We've been working on this to try to get it year-round for several years. It's only been allowed 8 months out of the year due to some antiquated rules vapor pressure rules in the federal EPA's restrictions.
Andy says the change will give ethanol a chance to compete better in the fuel market.
Where we're about 10% of every gallon of gas sold in the U.S. today, this allows a lot more prevalent use of an E15 or 15% ethanol and be able to utilize it year-round. It's a badly needed long-term demand boost for industry and American farmers. And with the challenges we're faced today, it's a shot in the arm.
Meanwhile, the oil industry is preparing to go to court to fight the EPA's ruling that would allow year-round sales of higher ethanol E15 gasoline nationwide. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.